Seward-based AvTech, Alaska Institute of Technology's own wind turbine, was dedicated last week. Fred Esposito, AvTech director, says the turbine provides hands-on training for AvTech's industrial electricity and power plant operations students.
These are being deployed across mainly western Alaska in rural communities because of the fact that they are robust and fairly low maintenance. And it's my understanding that by the end of the summer, there'll be 40 of this exact model deployed across western Alaska.
When Seward winds blow at least 20 miles an hour, the wind turbine generates enough energy to run three buildings on the campus where it is located. The 121-foot-tall wind turbine has a 100-kilowatt capacity and is manufactured by Northern Power in Vermont. It is optimized for lower wind conditions and can produce power at speeds as low as 6 miles an hour.
These 100 kW wind turbines are considered medium-sized wind turbines. They're not the big turbines like are deployed mainly in the lower 48 or in projects like Kodiak or Fire Island. Those are in the 1, 2, and 3 megawatt status. But these are medium-sized turbines, and they're useful in smaller communities because they can be to be right-sized for the community. So, for instance, Unalakleet has 6 of these.
The value of the turbine comes with its value to training workers who in future will be maintaining turbines like it in Bush, Alaska. AvTech has trained the state's power plant operators for a couple of decades. Partners in that effort are the Alaska Energy Authority, the Alaska Village Electrical Cooperative, and the Denali Commission. To date, most training has been in diesel generation, but things are changing.
Renewable energy is being added to these diesel energy systems. In western Alaska, it's mainly been wind power that's been added. So you have these small isolated electrical systems in these communities with diesel generators, and now the integration of a renewable energy source such as wind energy. And so the wind turbine here at AvTech is connected to our diesel generators. When power plant operators come to AvTech for training, they can be trained on the traditional diesel generators, but also the wind turbine and how it operates, and especially how it operates in an integrated way with a power source such as a diesel generator.
Esposito says the turbine has a dual purpose. He says that AvTech's Applied Technology campus consumes about 90 kilowatts of energy at peak times, so the turbine can handle the load. When the campus is closed or in the evenings, the surplus energy is sent back out into the electrical system. Esposito says in the past 2 years, about 79 Alaskans have been trained in some level of wind turbine technology. He anticipates that the school will be able to train hundreds of Alaskans. Many potential trainees already have jobs, he says, and are seeking additional training.
It's keeping the training at state, and it's keeping these operators trained in the current technologies that are being deployed in their communities.
The wind turbine was paid for with a grant from the Denali Commission. AvTech also has training programs for oil and gas, transportation, hospitality, healthcare, and information technologies. Esposito says the wind turbine is a bellwether for AvTech in that it represents the school's mission of training Alaskans for high-tech jobs while keeping pace with today's technology. I'm Ellen Lockyer.